Good morning. I want to talk to you this morning about the pressure of trials. And we want to take a look at James, the first chapter, and just a few verses. It says in verse 2, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, that ye may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." This was a subject that we dealt with some Wednesdays ago in our Bible class. And so I just wanted to just talk to you just a few moments about the pressure of trials. The question for us should be, when trials come, how should we act? Let me tell you something. Growth is a process. It's a process. Steps to Christ is a process. I can remember a song we used to sing, and it says, "Step to Jesus and everything will be all right." I love that song. And it's true, too. However, stepping to Jesus means following him the way he wants us to follow. I can remember when I was in the military and we would march and we had to keep in step. The way we kept in step was looking at the person in front of us. And so that's what Jesus wants from us. He wants us to keep in step, but he wants us to keep our eyes on him. Let me tell you something. There's no one that lives a problem-free life. Trials hit all of us. I mean, whether it's something minor, or major that will cause some life-changing events in our lives. I mean, we may not be able to alter the trial we're facing, but we can change the way we think about it. I mean, God can use the pressure points in life to transform us into his image. And when we talk about his image, we're talking about that part of him which is transferable to us. So if then we can see trials the way God sees them as opportunities for us to grow in our dependence on God, then what it does, it can change the way we approach them. So, I mean, trials can be opportunities to help someone. It can also be an opportunity for you to grow. That's why James was talking to these particular Jewish Christians, because of the difficulties they were facing. They were facing external threats and also internal dissensions right there in the church. So James wanted to address those things. So as you look at your Bible, and you will see there in verse 2 where it talks about temptations. The temptations is translated trials in the most of the contemporary translations. And these temptations are those situations that James is talking about that can lead a person to commit sin. So what James is really saying to the believers then is, hey, you should be perfect. Listen to what he says in verse 4, "and let endurance have its perfect result." And being perfect doesn't mean that you're going to have some type of perfection, because there's no one that's going to obtain that in this life. You understand what I'm saying? But as Christian people, we ought to have a goal in life to be perfect. I mean, it's a call to strive to be complete and to fulfill the purpose for which God has created and redeemed us. This thing that James is talking about is a call for believers to become mature. You see, growing to become what God desires us to be. So, my brothers and sisters, James is really, I mean, he's hitting it on the nail here and there. And he wants us to choose a joyful attitude while we're going through these things. Now, somebody's going to say, what? You mean to tell me I've got to be joyful going through all these trials? No, that's not really what James was saying. He said, count it all joy. Consider it pure joy. Consider it a great joy. Consider it nothing but joy. But now listen, James, he didn't mean that we should invite trouble. I mean, neither did he mean that we are to have this Barrett attitude. You know how some of us do. He didn't mean that we should indulge ourselves in a we will make the best of a bad situation. No. No, James is saying, you know, trials are to be received with a spirit of genuine rejoicing because we know the results God can bring out of suffering. So joy is not the same then as happiness. James was not urging believers to face hardships as if they were some pleasant experiences. No, they are not. The pain is real and it is not to be denied. But the joy comes from knowing the potential, the circumstances provided for God to do a good work in us. And I'm going to leave you with this. Trust God's loving heart. The trying of your faith. That's what he says. That the trying of your faith works patience. Trust God. Reach out to God and he will help you reach your goal. And he says, let patience have her perfect work. And that means complete. Brought to an end, finished. My brothers and sisters, I hope that you receive something from this particular lesson on this morning. It can help us to be the kind of people that God wants us to be and to be able to walk in the pathway that God wants us to walk in, even though we're facing different situations, various situations in our lives, we still should hold on and count it joy that we are where we are right now because God is with us and God is holding our hand. God has our back and he's going to make things all right for us. God bless you and have a good day. Thank you for listening.